your day the right way with the Doug Steffen Good Day Foray into the American Way of Life. Oh, that's pretty complicated. Sounds pretty heavy, huh? Jennifer Horn is here with me, and we are ready to take on the day. As Dr. Laura used to, she still says it on series, but she doesn't say it on radio stations. No. So I'm on, I think, about 14 stations took this program in replacement for her when she went away. So I would say, I salute you. I'll do the Rick Perry phony salute and give everybody a good day. I guess we could use all kinds of gestures for the day.
Yeah, I have a few.
I'm sure you do, Jennifer.
I had a few for the alarm clock.
Good news, blowing in your window.
All right, so good news. This is actually very good news. I'm not sure those of you who work in this industry will think it's good news, but the defense industry has, over the last 10, 11 years, actually since Rick Perry's been governor of Texas, I think maybe he was responsible for all this. He's responsible for everything else that's happened in the last 11 years, according to him. With the September 11th in our wake, and what happened during the first few months and then the next few years and what we've continued to do here, the defense industry is seeing their biggest decade, the so-called golden decade of defense, come to an end.
Aw.
The wars in Iraq, Afghanistan winding down, the federal government up to its Mickey in debt, much of it caused by our foolish involvement, way over the top involvement in these places. The amount of money that we spend on defense in this country, do you know, since September 11th has doubled? Did you know that, Jennifer?
Oh, I can believe it.
$700 billion.
What makes me upset, though,
yeah,
is that none of that money has gone to giving the soldiers really, really good protection.
Yeah, or the right pay. The soldiers haven't gained much in pay or benefits. They don't have helmets. They don't have any of this stuff. So what is it? Again, this is sort of like the news media is missing in action, the same as they are when they cover Ron Paul, or don't cover him, missing in action. But most people are beginning to figure this out. The profit, I suppose this would be a good way of looking at it, last year's profit in the defense industry was $25 billion. The four largest corporate entities that are basically into defense. So maybe I should, I said it was a good thing. Maybe I ought to ask you, do you think it's a good thing? 800-510-8255. I'd go around the room to Rich, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, or to Jennifer, or to whoever has an opinion on this. Is this something that's good? We all know September 11th sort of pushed us into a military retool. That's what happened. There are a lot of people who argue that what has happened really didn't help us to defend ourselves against terrorism or to fight with the terrorists, because it's a whole new way of fighting. So we spend more money on conventional war mechanisms like fighter jets and missile defenses and things that sort of developed in the Cold War when I was a kid. And after spending all this money, reflecting on the performance of a lot of these big companies like Lockheed Martin and Boeing and Northrop Grumman and General Dynamics, Raytheon, the defense contractors in the year after 2001 billed the United States government $217 billion. For services rendered. And the year after that, it was $386 billion.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know. That irks me, because I can see them living in their big fancy mansion.
Right. And the soldiers not getting paid any more money and not having good equipment to work with. Yeah. And you listen to all of these phony balonies that have been around talking about what has happened under their watch, and what they said happened and what really happened. How long it took for the MRAPs to be, that was my favorite, focus, because they didn't get developed. I claim that 4,000 of the men and women who lost their lives in Iraq didn't have to die if we'd had the MRAPs out there. Yes, Richie.
I guess the one thing that is is something that needs to be taken into consideration is, you know, when we were growing up, I mean, you mentioned it, the Cold War. The boogeyman was...
Boogeyman. We always have to have an enemy.
Right, sure, yeah. The boogeyman was the Ruskies, you know, and they were going to bomb or Cuba, you know, or something.
Like, thrills, right?
Yeah,
thrills,
we had to, we had bomb shelters and
you
and
had the whole them. Thing. We used to go under, hide under the stairwell in the school.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't mean I had them.
No,
I was
know,
listening.
Richie.
I was listening to my mom talk this last week, and she would say that they had to on a weekend. Come to school, have their parents pick them up and walk them home because it was a drill, basically, in case the Russians attack.
Right, but now the boogeyman is different.
Yeah.
Now the boogeyman is...
It's not a country. It's not...
It's a person walking among us.
Yeah.
Right here in our borders.
So we're told.
So the whole game changed. You know, and
game may be the important word there, Richie.
Yeah, it's and you know, we found out that the boogeyman might not be a Middle Eastern person. It might be Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, now it's like all of a sudden we never had to look within our borders for our enemy before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do. And so I would think that a lot of that money spent is going, whoa, wait a minute. We've never had to defend against this before.
Right.
How do we do this?
Yeah,
and then the waste, fraud, and abuse goes crazy.
Part of it, yeah. So here, in March of this year, the Defense Department had more hired help in Afghanistan than uniformed military personnel. Let me repeat that. In March of 2011, the Defense Department had more contractor personnel, more hired guns, than they did uniformed Army, Marine, service members, if you will. That's crazy. Because you know how much they're paying these guys versus what we're getting, what we're paying our, I mean, these guys, they, I guess, are our guys, although they aren't all Americans, you know. Many of the contractors hire Israelis to work for them at $100,000 plus a year. People that have been in the Israeli military, people that have been in American military, Canadian military, I don't think there's too many Mexican military guys in there, but you know what I mean, huh?
Might be a few.
Maybe a few, yeah. Guys that have worked for the drug lords before. Do you know how unsatiable, is that a good word? Unsatiable? What's the right word?
No, I don't think you hit it.
Undesirable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
These people are that are hired by these contractors. Halliburton. $4.7 billion in military contracts this year. $860 million before George Bush and Dick Cheney got elected. It's just a coincidence. Right? Couldn't be anything but that.
I have lots of friends who work for it. I mean, you know, here in Washington, D.C., you know, I live in the suburbs, and you can't swing a dead cat without hitting somebody who works for a military contractor.
Right. Yeah.
And one of my buddies, and I won't say what he does or where he works for.
Because he'll have to kill you?
He'll be killed. You know, it's just it's just ridiculous. He's like, I go in and I was naive, he says, when I first went in. And I said, I can do it for this much. And they're like, oh, no. We have this much to pay you, and you will take this much.
Yeah.
So if he says, I can do it for $100, they're like, oh, no,
they
wait a minute.
$200.
We have $1,000 we have to spend here. Yeah. If we don't spend this $1,000,
then we lose it.
And we won't be able to have that much next year. So you will charge us $1,000.
Yeah.
Same thing with the schools.
Yeah.
If, you know, teachers don't buy 12,000 kickballs, then they lose their budget for that.
And now the kids have to bring their own paper and pencils in their backpacks.
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer, for giving us the fun thought of the day. 10,000 kickballs.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, it's all food for thought stuff. It's just something to think about. I think it's good that these people are we don't need them. We never really did. But we didn't use them the way we could have. Is that the better way of putting it? We have not used them the way we could.
Mm.
We've got a lot of people tied up in conventional wisdom in our country, and it has been what's brought us to where we are, in my opinion. We are certainly not at death's door. I mean, you see a lot of good stuff. Here's the other side of this. There's a new aircraft being tested this month. Matter of fact, I think it's this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. A new aircraft will be flown that can fly so fast it takes 12 minutes to travel from L.A. to New York. Want me to repeat that?
Say what? Yeah.
15 minutes?
12.
12 minutes?
Yes.
Gate to gate?
No, that's only getting off of the tarmac. All right, so here's the story. This is not going to be Boeing or Airbus. This is an unmanned machine developed by the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and it will only be for military use.
DARPA.
It is going to go 3.6 miles a second, 13,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Hypersonic Technology Vehicle 2.
See, this is the cool stuff that comes out of this military spending, is this NASA-type inventions.
Right. Yeah. Takes off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and will fly across the country. They figure it'll take 12 minutes or so.
Huh.
And that means it can get to London or Sydney in 60 minutes.
Can you imagine, though? You'd get sick to your stomach going that fast. Hand me the barf bag, please.
Yeah, right. You're right, Richie. It's called DARPA.
Yeah, DARPA.
Yeah. All right. It's DARPA time. Is that... What's it?
Doug please Stephan, fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah. Doug Stephan, DARPA time is 18 past the hour.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you are tired of getting up to go during the night, call 800-716-6520. That's the solution to your getting up at night to go. If it's that time for you, call 800-716-6520. There'll be a fix there, 800-716-6520, so you don't have to get up and go.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to something.
Incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle?
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right.
No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
In England, farmers have begun feeding their cattle healthier food because they need to reduce the amount of gas the cows are producing. Yeah, farmers also say they're going to stop falling for the old pull my hoof trick.
Holy cow!
Who let them cows out?
Moo! 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 Moo!
Who let them cows out?
Moo! Moo! Moo!
Story at DougSteffens.com today, which actually goes back to May. The this may be an indicator it's a slow news day or a slow news month. The runaway cow that made the front page of the biggest selling newspaper in Germany. The name of the cow is Yvonne. Bovine Yvonne has been keeping animal lovers in a tizzy after she broke out of a pasture and has been on the loose. I had this happen to me when Tony and I were married in the 70s. Nobody followed this story in the newspapers.
Maybe you should let a cow loose so you can get in national news, Doug.
That would be a good idea, Richie. Yeah, that would be a great thing.
Thinking.
Anyway, Yvonne has so far managed to evade everybody. She's been described by the news media as a canny cow.
A canny cow? What is that?
She's canny.
Okay.
She's good at avoiding or escaping.
Hey, when they catch one of these escaped cows, do they put them in the whose cow?
The whose cow?
The whose cow.
They could, Rich. I haven't thought about that. We'll have to do some investigation. Let's put our crack investigative team on that. There are a lot of cow activists in Germany. They're out there trying to lure Yvonne. And apparently Yvonne has taken up with Ernst.
Ernst?
Ernst is a breeding bull.
He's a bad cow.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not. Apparently, according to Yvonne, he must be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because she's hanging around with him now. And this is the story, the big story in Germany, the tabloid Bild, splashing the headline, Save Cow Yvonne. They have set up a Facebook page for this. Jennifer, would you please check it out?
Sure.
Posted a $14,000 reward for anybody who can capture this cow. This canny cow needs to be captured. So the link is there at Doug Steffens.com. Let the cow hunt begin. Da-da-da-da. So what do you think? Saturday is when all of this came to light. But the Facebook page is what interests me more than anything else. Cow with a Facebook page.
I know, that's pretty fun. You should get your cow with a Facebook page.
I was thinking
page.
We ought to have, at Eastley Farm, we have stories of the cows, pictures of the cows, that sort of
thing.
Yeah,
you should give them. You should Facebook pick Peaches and give Peaches a Facebook page.
Yeah, good idea, Richie. Can you handle that for me?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not in the proximity to be able to take pictures and post for Peaches the cow.
Peaches the cow.
Edgar,
the wonderful, wonderful cow. Somebody described this program as one of the funniest, quirkiest, and informative radio programs there is. Who agrees with that?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Totally.
800-510-TALK.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
I love the look of old paper savings bonds, but they're a lot of trouble. Years ago, I know I stashed a few somewhere, and now I have no idea what I did with them. Apparently, I'm not alone.
We often get calls from people who say they know that they have a bond, but they misplaced it, and help us find it.
According to the website bankrate.com, there are over 32 million expired savings bonds sitting around out there. They're not earning interest, that's for sure, so you need to find and replace the ones you've forgotten about. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
There's a couple things you can do.
The Treasury Department can track those lost savings bonds down. Here's how you start the process. Go to treasuryhunt.gov.
Which has been a very popular website lately.
Joyce Harris of the Bureau of the Public Debt at the Treasury Department.
People are trying to find that money out there. You plug in your Social Security number.
Then Uncle Sam starts searching. That search won't cost you a thing, and if the government finds a record of your lost savings bonds, they'll contact you.
We can reissue the bonds in paper form if they have not matured.
If they matured, they'll be cashed and credited to you electronically. And while you're at it, don't forget to take care of those old paper savings bonds you have that have been made out to someone else who's deceased. If you inherited them, start the process by getting a certified death certificate and call the U.S. Treasury for more details. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, time, 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Hello to the people down in Louisiana who are listening to the Good Day program. Always happy to have new folks and the folks who have been listening for a while, people in New Jersey who are tuned in, Oklahoma, hello, and Puerto Rico. You have a lot of folks down in Puerto Rico and Texas that are listening to the program. Even people in Mexico are listening on KTSM. Habla Español.
Sí, un poquito.
Yeah, I would say that to the folks listening in Mendocino, California, as well, right? We got people here, there, and everywhere. Thank you for your translation, the translation of what could be an ugly day into a good day. Our job here is to translate and transfer, correct?
Yes.
If you say so.
I say so. Okay. All right, so we're having animal talk this morning. We've gone from, where were we? We were talking about Yvonne the cow, and now there is a story about how easy it is to raise chickens in Chicago. For those of you who live in the Chicago area, it was all started by Hadari Grainer, who's 7 years old. She has spent a lot of time on farms. She's learned how cows and pigs grow, and she knows they have to stay on the farm. But there was a field trip, a class field trip last spring, and she went to this farm and saw all the chickens. And so she convinced her mother, apparently, to get some hens, little hens. So they bought 4 hens and an unnamed rooster to bring back to their home. On the 28th...
An unnamed rooster? Are most roosters named?
I think, of course. Yeah, they have. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Rooster Cogburn.
Right. Good, Richie. Yeah. 2800 block of West 21st Place in Chicago. And they are now raising chickens there behind their black iron gate. A little front yard. We all know what it looks like in some of these gentrified neighborhoods, right? They put the black... They all look like brownstones. So people come by now. They have the chickens out front. People pay to pet the chickens. People feed the chickens. The neighbors are happy having the chickens there. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who have serious misconceptions about chickens and what they're all about. I'm sure you, Richie, have misconceptions about chickens.
They're stupid.
They are. Well, they like to eat the soil. That's what one bird... Actually, they don't eat the soil. They get the worms out of the soil. Out in the old hen house, the hen yard that I used to have, the chickens love to get the worms.
Oh, and you need the worms.
Well, no.
The worms are good for your garden.
Yeah, they are, but they're okay. The hens can eat them. Did you know that most hens do not crow?
Just the rooster.
The rooster crows.
Roosters crow, sure.
Right. And did you know that you didn't need roosters for eggs? You knew that, right?
You don't have to have roosters. No, because they just fertilize.
Right, exactly. Right. That's all they do. Exactly, right. Same as eggs from any other species, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. Okay, so this primer on chickens brought to you as a public service by the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
NPR's got nothing on us.
Nothing. And if you want to see how to raise chickens legally in your neighborhood, take a look at the story which explains how they're raising chickens in these Chicago neighborhoods. And the neighbors are crowing about it.
You're funny.
You funny man, Doug Steffen.
You're funny.
All right, Rich and Richie and Jen and Jennifer. Dare and Daryl. Hey, Daryl, I'm putting Daryl on the spot. Which of the three of us do you like best, Daryl?
Come on.
Me,
Daryl.
Richie, or Jennifer?
You know who it is.
Let's say Jennifer.
I like Jennifer better.
No, yeah. I know you're going
Jennifer.
Really sweet.
Dumb question.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Yeah. You married Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay. What, are you looking to make a change?
Set me up with everybody who likes me?
No.
No, you're happy? Good. Yeah.
Well, he's not making a change this month, but you never can tell.
Yeah, call me Daryl. Anything, you know, goes awry.
Hi, Daryl, we're going to see
you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd get in trouble for
you. Would you really? Let's get a profile of Daryl. How old are you, Daryl?
I'm 46.
46. What do you do for a living?
I'm a chemical worker. I work at a phosphate plant.
Ooh. Phosphate plant, okay.
That sounds like it could be tricky.
How many children do you have?
I don't have any.
No, would you like to have
that
some?
That you know of.
I don't have any. we have horses and cows and stuff like that.
Horses and cows. There are a lot of people. This is interesting. This part of Florida, northern Florida, there are a lot of farms in the area.
Yes.
I was reading some guy named Ed Winnick, I think his name is, who's sending me some, I don't know where this came from, but he's got a horse farm, and he's talking about loving his horses, and he's looking for a good woman. You know any good women down there?
Well, there's a bunch of good women around here. If he likes horses, he ought to be able to find one.
Really, a lot of horse women. You know what they say about horses, though? There are more horses' asses than there are horses. You knew that, right?
Right.
We keep marrying.
You're talking to one of them, Daryl.
Very, very funny.
You have more women around here who have horses and like to mess with horses than you do guys. So I don't understand.
Really?
Don't understand why they wouldn't be able to get a date.
Maybe he's got the wrong mouthwash. Who knows? All right. Anyway, Daryl, you're a charming fellow. And your English is getting better instantly, so we know that you're a good guy. I'm going to send you some free food for you and your wife. How long have you been married?
May the 30th next year will be 25 years.
Wow. Really? Congratulations.
Good for you. Congratulations.
And you still like hanging around together, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I like hanging around with her. She might not like hanging around with me.
She probably doesn't want to enjoy it. It sounds like there are more free women hanging around down there. She doesn't want to become one of them, so she's sticking it out with you.
It's probably better to do that, yeah.
That could be the reality. All right, well, thank you for being so open with us. We're going to send you 12 different types of free food, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Yep.
All right, hold on just a second.
I appreciate it.
Lunch is on us, Daryl.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, you name it. It's all there. Check it out. E-food, the button is actually, we have two of them, right? One of them on the right-hand side of the home page, the other one on the friends page.
You got it, man.
The friends page. All right, so we have this mysterious tombstone that has shown up in a dog park in Los Angeles. The inscription on this very nice and obviously expensive marble tombstone is "Loving husband, father, and physician Jeffrey Lang, 1976 to 2012. And I guess when I first saw that, I thought, wait a minute, 2012, that's next year.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this work? Right?
Odd.
Even stranger, nobody seems to know who Jeffrey Lang is.
Maybe Mrs. Lang found him catting around and has got plans for him.
So, nobody knows who this guy is. There's nobody by that name in any of the apartments nearby. No doctor with a name registered with the California Medical Board. So Jeffrey Lang seems to be, and I think It seems to
How
be.
How do you spell Jeffrey? How's he spelling Jeffrey?
J E F F R E Y. Yeah.
See if he's on Facebook.
Does he have a Facebook page? So what I'm wondering
right
about
next to
it.
That cow.
Right.
Huh?
Where's he live?
He lives in, let's see, this is in Los Angeles, and it's in a dog park. I thought at first when I saw this that it was a dog cemetery, but it wasn't. It was just it's a dog park, and the tomb's just been put there. I mean, what in the world would get you to do that? Would be what I would wonder.
That's creepy.
Huh?
Isn't that kind of weird?
Kid prank.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. There's a Dr. Jeffrey Lang. Yeah, there's a couple Jeffrey Langs.
Where is Dr. Jeffrey Lang? Is there an L.A. Dr. Jeffrey Lang?
He's a public figure. It does the... let's see where
not
he is.
Not the most uncommon name in the world.
No, Jeffrey Lang. It's not.
No.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, this no, Dr. Jeffrey Lang is.
Yeah, there's no Dr. Jeffrey Langs in Los Angeles.
Not that it's showing up on Facebook, no.
Well, if it's not there, we know it doesn't exist, right?
Right.
All right. Time for us to think about our energy level. Actually, this is for men, Jennifer. You can relax. Okay. Although you're probably interested in men like this.
Yes,
energy,
an energetic man.
Happy all the time. Attractive to women. If you're not somebody like that, if you're someone who on the couch goes to sleep, you're out of shape, you're irritable, you're a nag, you're just a wuss.
That used to be me.
That's right.
No, and now I've changed my life.
Yes, you have, Richie, because you've been taking Ageless Male. This natural supplement.
I have.
Ageless
Male
raises testosterone by 61%. And that's really what's responsible for your energy. And oftentimes, whether or not you're going to get any interest from the other side of the street, if you know what I mean. Healthy testosterone levels help you feel that energy again, give you a great outlook on life, and yes, a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. Nothing to lose, gentlemen. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now, 800-864-4031, and try this risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. 800-864-4031. So, Richie, you can be the guy you used to
I'll try that. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. If you notice things are a little different now, then perhaps you'd like to change them. Why not, right? You need to be yourself, to feel yourself. This is a natural way to boost your testosterone by 61%. Safe, natural supplement helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. This is the deal. Call 800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. 800-864-4031.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. The biggest blockbusters this summer had one common theme, 3D. And from the cinema to home theaters, without question, this digital trend increases your audiovisual experience. The most recent advancement to 3D allows viewers to capture, upload, and view 3D video right from their mobile device. Sprint even shot a YouTube video in 3D called Bubble Mania. Here's consumer electronics journalist Gordon Meyer to talk about 3D.
Well, 3D technology is really gaining momentum with mobile users, especially with faster speeds like those from Sprint's 4G network. Now it's easier than ever for people to create their own 3D content. In fact, amateurs and professionals alike are already using inexpensive devices like the HTC Evo 3D and use 3D as an actual storytelling technique, not just a gimmick.
Visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a column that appeared, column from a fellow that has been a reporter for the Orlando Sentinel for almost 50 years. And he's retiring. I've seen some of this material before, in that the people who will tell you about politicians being the people in the world, the only people who can create problems and then campaign against what they've created themselves, why it is that we have deficits, if they don't, both of them run against deficits, so then why do we have them, is the question this guy asks in his column. If everybody's against higher taxes, both Democrats and Republicans, why do we have higher taxes? So there's 100 senators, 435 congressmen, the president, and 9 Supreme Court justices. That's 545 human beings. So how is it that people like Mitt Romney can set up a business one day, July 7th, July 8th, have his friends write a check to his campaign for $1 million, and then July the 10th, they close the business down? How can you do that in a country that is supposed to be representative? I couldn't do that. Can you do that, Richie?
Is that something that I missed that he
yes,
did?
Yes, you did. Three times he's done it.
Apparently I could do it.
He did it in Massachusetts, he did it in New York, and he's done it in Utah. Three different friends opened up businesses. Its sole purpose was to contribute $1 million to his campaign. So the facts of incompetence and irresponsibility that this fellow writes about in his column, it's astounding. And I have a couple of things in a reading this at the bottom of the hour that come, that sort of jump right out at me and perhaps you, the exercising of the power that is ours. Again, Congress says the tax code is unfair. Okay, it wouldn't be the way it is unless they wanted it to be that way, right? If the Army and the Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them there.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I want him there or you want him there. So this guy, at the end of his article, lists all the taxes that he pays in Florida. This is the thing that people don't take into account.
We get double, triple, quadruples.
We do. And if you had a sales tax, it eliminates
tax.
All of that. One simple sales tax at the point of purchase on everything but food,
yep.
And you're done.
Yep.
End of story.
Yep.
800-510-TALK.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac accident and disability coverage the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
There's a very cute video of dancing five-year-old twins at DougStephan.com. You'll want to check it out. They have 1,500 friends on Facebook, Richie, already. Ha! Very cool.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another Republican presidential candidate debate. Is it really a two-horse race? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Republican hopefuls, all 8 of them, mixing it up in the latest debate held in Tampa, Florida last night, co-sponsored by the Tea Party Express. We're still months away from the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary. Nonetheless, many political pundits are zeroed in on 2 of the candidates, anointing Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney as the frontrunners who have pulled away from the pack. And early on last night at the debate, the two clashed over Social Security.
It's time to have a legitimate conversation in this country about how to fix that program.
Governor, the term Ponzi scheme is what scared seniors.
Mitt Romney referring to Rick Perry's assertion at the last debate that Social Security was a Ponzi scheme. Later on, Perry denied he has any plans to do away with Social Security, saying he isn't the one trying to frighten people.
Rather than trying to scare seniors like you're doing and other people, it's time to have a legitimate conversation in this country about how to fix that program.
And despite the notion there are only 2 viable candidates in the field, there were 6 other contenders who took part in last night's debate. Congressman Ron Paul among them. He hails from Texas, by the way. He had this comment about his state's governor and the jobs created in Texas by Rick Perry.
170,000 of the jobs were government jobs. So I would put a little damper on this, but I don't want to offend the governor because he might raise my taxes or something.
Best line of the night. For the record, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, former Senator Rick Santorum, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, former Governor John Huntsman, and Godfather Pizza CEO Herman Cain also took part in the debate. One additional note, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who dropped his White House bid following the Iowa straw poll last month, announced who he is supporting for president.
And that's Mitt Romney, and I'm proud and excited to endorse him for president of the United States.
Well, I'm sure that puts Romney right over the top. Why even have a campaign at this point? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Tonight on History, they made it to the final 8 of Top Shot.
I'm ready to take on the best in the nation.
Now they're facing the most difficult challenges yet.
I don't like to back down when there's a challenge in front of me.
A Magnum with the power of a cannon, a Gatling gun, and a special weapon that shoots around corners.
The more pressure I'm under, the better I shoot.
Plus a surprise visit from the 2 prior Top Shots. Join host Colby Donaldson.
Every single marksman that shows up has something to prove.
Top Shot, tonight at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay of game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store at Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
An up and down trading session on Wall Street for the stock market yesterday. The Dow finished with a 69-point gain to 11,061. S&P and NASDAQ with gains as well. Oil prices up 95 cents a barrel, finishing at $88.19. President Obama due in Ohio today to promote his new jobs bill. The president sent his roughly $450 billion jobs package to Congress yesterday on the same day that Bank of America announced it was doing away with 30,000 jobs over the next few years. Bank of America officials say many of the cuts should come through attrition and elimination of unfilled jobs. The September 11th Memorial in New York City opened to the public for the first time yesterday. The very first person through the entrance was Paul Watkins of London, who talked about what it was like for him to be the first one in.
It means everything, really, because, I mean, this place has will now develop such history, you know. So, yeah, very, very honored.
We're told some 7,000 people from 33 countries visited the memorial yesterday. And finally, have you heard about URS? U-ARS, the name of a 20-year-old satellite that weighs nearly 7 tons and will soon come crashing back down to Earth. NASA tells us it's going to happen at the end of this month or early next month. Let's ask Nick Johnson at NASA if this thing is coming down as one piece or in smaller chunks.
We believe that there'll be 26 different components that will hit the surface of the Earth somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. That's as precise as they can get with where these satellite pieces may land. All right, Nick, give us some odds. The chances that somebody will be hit on the ground.
Numerically, it comes out to a chance of 1 in 3,200 that one person anywhere in the world might be struck by a piece of debris.
1 in 3,200. A whole lot better than the chances of hitting Powerball. I'll tell you this, just to be safe, I'm going to wear a construction hard hat when going outside. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.